And Comets win the tip. They're going to start their offense. Here's a shot right from the wing. It's good from the baseline. Starting it off quick. 2-0 Comets. Saranac bringing it the other way. Saranac. That one tipped out of bounds. Some energy here from the Comets to start out. Knack going to take this one out. Get it into Rayleigh Williams. Back to Knack at the top. Sarah. I guess looks like a 1-3-1 here from the Comets. Here's Lily Miller. Left side. She loses it. Matea picks it up. Matea, she's going to drive all the way to the basket. Shot goes up. She's hit hard. And Lily Miller got hit in the face pretty good, too, here. Lager's going to get back, though. They got to battle through it. Miller gets the rebound, rips it away. A lot of contact there. No call. That's okay. Here's Miller. For the Loggers, Kendra has it in the corner up top to Sarah Knack. Sarah looking to get it to Matea in the high post. That's a tough pass to make. Wasn't able to get it. Comets come away with the steal. And they're going to start it off from the top. Here's Cuffell. Over to the right wing. Over to Bailey Olson. They're going to swing it over to the left side here against this 1-3-1 of the Loggers. And shot goes up from Lexi Cuffell. A deep two is good. It's 4-0 Comets. Cuffell on the season averages 11.5 points a game. All right, here's Lily Miller from the top. Over to Knack, right side. It's stolen, taken away. Going the other way. I think they're going to get a travel call. They do. Got caught up in her hands when she was dribbling down the court, caught up in her leg. And Cameron turns the ball over. It's going to be Loggers basketball. Going from left to right here. 16.5 minutes to go. It's 4-0 Cameron. Here's Knack has it poked away. On the ground is the Comets. And going the other way, bounce pass, right side, basket, good. Comets, they're the real deal. Bailey Olson with a quick bucket. Matea going to bring it up. Over to Miller. Lily up top. Got some height on this. And it's turnover, passed out of bounds there. There's some height up at the top, some length at the top of this 2-3 zone from the Comets. Makes it hard to get any entry passes in. It's 6-0 Comets. Cuffell going to start it out for the Comets up at the top of the key against a 1-3-1. Quick shot from the corner. No good, but rebound by Cuffell. Her shot is no good. Rebounded by Miller. Lily going to dribble out of it. A lot of contact. No call. And now we're going to get a jump ball. Loggers missing out on a foul. Mike's on the refs about it. All right, it's going to be Loggers basketball. Mike, trying to get the officials, make a couple calls. There's a lot of contact and no calls. It's going to be a tough day for the Loggers. That's the case. 15:45 to go here. It's 6-0. Cameron leading. They get it into Matea by the low post to Kendra. Kimmers for two. A beautiful pass from Matea Eckert. Finds Kendra on the right side. She puts it in. 6-2. 15.5 minutes to go. Here's the Comets with the ball. Left side. Quick shot goes up. They're not afraid. Another one, Bailey Olson, the three is good. It's 9-2. The Comets going to put a lot of shots up quick. That's a fun game to watch. Rayleigh Williams for three. She can't answer. She gets her own rebound after it's been tipped away. And Rayleigh passes that away. No, Lily Miller on the ground. Oh, she was kicked in the head again on the ground there. And the Comets with the basket. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. It's 11-2. The Comets leading the Loggers early on in this matchup here for a one-minute timeout.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalimon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shalimon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here. We're in Cameron, and it's the Cameron Comets taking on our Lady Loggers. Here the Cameron with another steal, and they throw this one ahead. Left-handed layup, no good. Kendra Timmers with the rebound. She's going to bring it up right side. It throws it away again. Cameron all over every pass, looking like last year's Loggers, and they finish on the right side. It's 13-2. My goodness, Nate, you're going to have a hard time keeping score here.
It's going to be tough
tonight. 14 and a half minutes to go. A quick 11-point lead. Here's Matea. Finds Kendra again, right side. She's fouled. She's going to shoot two free throws. It's really what they're going to need to do. Get it to Kendra, Matea, and let her see what she can do with it. Kendra was fouled that time by Ina Schmidt. Here's Timmer's first free throw. Is good. Kendra Timmer's having a nice senior season, averaging almost 11 points, 7.5 rebounds. Second free throw for her. That one's good as well. 13-4. Loggers going to have to pass the ball better. This Comets team is athletic. Here they are. They get it across half court. They're going to set up against this 1-3-1. Deep three-point shot goes up. She's got the green light. Opposite side rebound. That was Bailey Olson again for three. This time they get it inside. Couple misses. Here's Ramsaas. Tied up. They're going to call a foul on the ground.
Yep.
So a foul there on Lily Miller. And it's going to be Comets basketball under their own basket. 13:57 to go. It's 13-4. Here's Olson up top to Cuffell. Little outside-inside game. They get it into inside the free throw line. Rebound there by Lily Miller. Matea tipped it away. Miller's going to push it ahead. Almost finds Knack, but flying in there was Ramsaas and going the other way. Comets with the ball. Here's Olson from the corner again. That one no good. Opposite side rebound, though. Comets, this one tipped away by Matea, right side. She's going to take it all the way, a little Euro step, and gets to the basket. Nice bucket there from Matea, 13-6. There we go. Loggers looking like they can hang here. Anna Bielan set to check in just a minute. They get it into Ramsaas in the low post. Kick it back out here from the top is Cuffell. Olson skip pass all the way over to Inez Sanchez. Schmidt. Cameron working the ball well. Left side, they've got it. Looking to get it into the post. They take it back out. Reset up. Loggers defense looking a little better here. Comets, they get it into the low post. So Ramsaas kick it back out. Here's a shot from the corner, a three-point shot. No good, but a big rebound. Going over the back, but no good. Foul. Just had that length to get it. And the putback there by Ramsaas makes it 15-6. Miller to Knack. Knack finds Timmers by the basket. Timmers, basket, almost good. Just rims out and going the other way. 12:18 to go. It's 15-6. Here's Olson. And she misses it, but rebound and fouled Olivia Leishenson. And she's going to go to the line. Lecision. How are we going to remember that? Lecision, Nate.
You're asking the wrong guy.
12:12 to go here. It's 15-6. First free throw up is good. Lecision has another one coming here. Rayleigh Williams coming out. Anna Bielan checking in. And Lecision, second free throw is good. Substitution comes in. Maddie Sievert comes in. Lecision takes a break for the Comets. And they're going to put on some full court pressure here against the Loggers. Here's Knack looking to get it in. Throws it in to Matea. And going to get a jump ball. Mike can't get a call here. Letting all contact go here. Another jump ball. It's going to be Comets basketball. 12-10 to go at 17-6. Comets ball under their own basket. They get it in to Olsen. Skip pass over here to Sievert. Back up to the top. Back to Olsen. Into the high post. Ramsaw, she's going to drive the lane. No good. Rebound, Timmers, opposite side. Timmers clears it, gets it to Knack. Knack's going to bring it up. Scary pass, got it away to Belon. Lily turns that one over, trying to get it to Matea. The Comets going the other way. This defense of the Comets is the real deal. Comets miss the runner, get their own rebound. And here's a shot at deep two from the corner. That one no good. Anna Belon with the rebound. Belon, she's going to bring it up herself. Belon dribbles into it, into up to the three-point line, picks up her dribble, and gets it to Matea. Matea going to set things up for the Loggers. Over to Knack. Back to Matea. Matea on the right side of the key. Loggers looking to get a slasher going through something against this. What do we got here? Yeah, it is a zone. Still a 2-3 zone with a little extra pressure. A takeaway here from the Comets. They steal that one and going the other way.
Wow.
Here's a shot from the corner. That shot, no good. Rebound, Knack. She's going to push up right side. Sarah Knack picks it up, finds Timmers again by the basket. Little bit of contact, nothing called. Lily Miller tapped as she goes back up. She misses, but Kendra got the rebound again and put it in. 17-8, Loggers fighting hard here. They're starting to realize, though, we got to fight a little bit harder. Here's Sievert. Airball three-pointer. That weak side rebound is getting tough for the Loggers. And going to get a foul down by the basket. Olsen fouled on that three-point shot. Matea got away with it. But she's going to go down, or down to the basket here. Schmidt gets two free throws as she was fouled on the shot. First free throw good for Schmidt. 10:28 to go here, first half. It's 18-8. Schmidt has another three-pointer coming. Shot is up and good. All right, Schmidt's going to come out. Bridget Mullen's going to come in. The third leading scorer on their team, Nate. All right, Belon looking to get it in. Gets it in, no. Taken away, but Belon takes it back. And finally going to get a foul to Cameron. Second foul here. They're playing physical, letting them play physical. This Cameron team is athletic as can be, though.
Yeah.
They're able to make some plays that, you know, Loggers really aren't. They get it into Matea again. Tips it away. Loggers really struggling to get anything going here. The length and speed of Cameron.
Yeah, the speed is something else.
They're just on every single pass. All right, Loggers got to set good screens, make good V-cuts, get open. Nothing there for Knack. Miller looking to get it to her. Get it in to Lily. That one almost turned away, getting turned over, going back to Matea, but they come away with it. Belon got away with the travel. No, she didn't. They blew the whistle. They're going to call it. So turnover of Loggers. 10:16 to go. It's 19-8. Here is Sievert bringing it up for the Comets. She goes right side. Back to Sievert. Down to this left corner. Working around the perimeter. Looking for a skip pass and an open shot. That's been working real well. Here's Olsen. There's the skip pass and a quick pass to the corner. Loggers moving well, though. And Sievert finds a lane taken away by Timmers. Matea was going down the court, but they took it away from her. And Comets going the other direction. Olsen back up top. A couple. Here from the Mullins from the three-point line in the corner. It's good. She comes off the bench, hits the three. Miller gets it in to Knack. Back to Miller. Miller across half court. Take it away from behind again. It's got to be 15 turnovers already, Nate. All right. Here's the Comets. Olsen open for three. That one no good. Belon, nice rebound. They got pressure on her all the way. Here's Matea. Matea gets it ahead to Timmers. Timmers again. She's doing a great job of getting to the basket. She gets the bucket to go. 9:06 to go. It's 22-10. The Comets leading the Lady Loggers. Here's the Comets from the top of the key. Loggers in the 1-3-1. Here's Knack. Oh. Loggers got called for a wimpy foul there. All the contact going on, and they called that was clearly on the ball. Fourth foul for the Loggers. That's an aggravating one right there. Loggers were working hard there. Leah Harper into the game here for the Loggers. And the Comets get a shot from the corner from the elbow that's no good. And they're going to get a jump ball. It's going to go to the Loggers this time. All right, here we go. Matea gets it in to Anna Belon. Belon quickly ahead to Miller. Back to Belon. She's going to drive the basket. Can't get the bucket to go. Timmers almost rebounds it. Nope, Comets come away with it. Going the other way. Taken away by Lily Miller, though. She's going to get it to Timmers right side. Timmers, she's fouled. Fouled by Mullins. The Comets' intensity is something impressive here, Nate. 8:30 to go. It's 22-10. Get it into Matea. To Harper. Or to Miller on this right side. Miller. Loggers looking to reverse it. Back to Miller. She's going to shoot the deep shot. That one's no good. Rebound Comets. Nice to see Lily Miller put that shot up. Matea's going to put some full court pressure on. Comets pull up from about 8 feet. That one good for Lexi Cuffell. Makes it 24-10. And Harper brings it up for the Loggers. Here's Miller. Finds Timmers by the basket. And gets it to Matea somehow. Another one taken away by the Comets. And going the other direction. All the way to the basket. Layup's no good. Comets got away, or Loggers got away with the foul. And here's Siebert again.
A lot of fouls.
Holy cow, letting them go there. All right, Comets going to reset back up. Here's Cuffell from the top. She's going to walk into a three-pointer. That one's short. Miller rebounds, and there we go. Going to get a foul. Lily has gotten just smacked around here this game.
And it's like a football game.
Yeah, she's being physical. She's trying to get in there and plays. Cameron ain't backing down. They're going to go grab them rebounds. Both teams with 14 fouls. It's 24-10. 7:30 to go in this first half. And here's Leah Harper going to bring it up from the top. Harper picks up her dribble and gets it off to Miller. Miller finds Timmers left side. Timmers for two. They're swarming the ball. The Comets are double-teaming everywhere. And Kendra doing a great job getting opposite side every time by the basket. And the Loggers are finding her. It's 24-12. Here's Cuffell from the top to Olsen. How to go left side. Moen has it. Back up to Cuffell. And they get it into the low block and into the lane. A nice little move. Oh, my gosh, that was a foul. Got her with a travel. Loggers got away with one there.
Yeah, Mike's smiling about that one.
We're going to take it. Mike says there, we'll take that one. Now he's happy. All right, back to even here. 6:48 to go, 24-12. Here's Leah Harper. Gets it to Matea. Matea's going to dribble it into the lane and throws that one away. Matea's going to have to be aggressive, getting some shots up. 6:40 to go. We got a 30-second timeout here. It's 24-12. The Cameron Comets leading the Phillips Lady Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here in Cameron, Wisconsin. It is regional final action. It is the Cameron Comets taking on the Phillips Lady Loggers in girls basketball action. 6:34 to go here. It's 24-12. Cameron with the ball. The Loggers in a 1-3-1 defense here. Leah Harper at the top of it. And Cameron working the ball around for a good shot. Here's Cuffel. They leave her open. She's their leading scorer. She misses. Matea rebounds. She's going to push it up herself. Matea finds Kendra. Kendra on this right corner. Up to Harper at the top. Leah. She goes left. Handoff. Dribble handoff to Bilan. Finding Matea in the lane. Matea puts a shot up. She's fouled. She's going to shoot two free throws. That one on Lecision. Know how we're going to remember Lecision? Incision, Lecision. There we go. We got a little ways here to get this done, honey. Just under 6 minutes to go. Here's Matea, first free throw. Is good. Makes it 24-13. Sarah Knack, Brielle Mesko going to get into the game. Leah Harper and Lily Miller checking out. All right, here's Matea. Second free throw. Second free throw is good as well. And Comets ball here. It's a 10-point lead, 24-14. Here's Cuffel from the top. She goes left side. Comets dribble it in. And now they're going to go right side. Working around the perimeter. So I think, there's Olsen for three. She likes shooting that one. That one no good. Air ball rebounded by Timmers. And Matea Eckert going to bring it up herself. Comets missing a few shots here, helping the Loggers out. Here's Knapp with the ball at the top for the Loggers. Get pass to Mesko. Mesko travels. And Rayleigh Williams checks in for Anna Bilan. And Comets going to bring it up. Lexi Cuffel, point guard for the Comets, goes right side, back up top. Loggers going to try to make this team here hit some shots. Olsen drives in. She pulls up from about 4 feet. It's no good. Rebound by Incision. Lecision. She misses, gets another rebound. They kick it back out. And here's a skip pass. Comets right side with the ball. Up to Cuffel, she's got it. Back up top again, left side to Olsen. She's going to go right again here. Now we're going to get a foul. That one on Mesko. And it's going to be Comets ball, side out of bounds. 4:43 to go here. Comets leading 24-14. Olsen from the top. Right side to Cuffel. Picks it up back to Olsen. Little two-man game here. Olsen going to put this one up. It's no good. It's rebounded. Tipped out of bounds on the Comets, but they're going to give it to the Comets. Here, he's going to talk about it because he's seen it. There we go. All right. Official's going to talk about it. It's going to stay with Cameron. Out of bounds under their own basket. So he's seen it over there, said he's seen it, but they're like, eh. All right. 4.5 to go here. Yeah. And there's a moving screen, I believe. It was on Lecision. Turnover is going to be Loggers basketball. And Brielle Mesko going to take it up for the Loggers. Here's Knack. Finds Mesko by the basket. Hands it off to Timmers, but it tipped out of bounds, going to stay with the Loggers. Loggers basketball out of bounds under their own basket. Loggers looking to get in. They get it into Timmers. She's going to shoot the quick 12-footer. Kendra Timmers, she's on here tonight. Hits it from about 12 feet out. Makes it 24-16. Loggers staying in this game. Get pass here from the Comets. Right side. Here's Cuffel over to Schmidt. She misses it, but Lecision there for the rebound. She misses again. And Matea steals it away from her. Loggers with some life here. Like what I'm seeing, 3:50 to go, down by 8. Here's Matea over to Rayleigh. Rayleigh dribbles in, gets a shot from 10 feet. Can't get it to go. Timmers gets the rebound. Back up to Matea. Over left side to Knack. Back to Matea in the lane. Matea puts the shot up. That one's no good. Almost gets her own rebound.
You get fouled, Matea.
And that one on LeCision.
I believe that's your third.
Big foul there for Cameron. Third foul. Going to get her a seat here probably for the rest of the half. And the Loggers are in the bonus here. So Matea going to shoot a 1-1. Matea Eckert at the line. Free throw up and no good. Rebounded by Cameron. And going the other way. 3.5 minutes to go. Cameron, here's Olsen. She's going to shoot a three this time. Hey, she had her feet set. She was into it. She drills that one. It's 27-16. Knack gets it across half court. Finds Rayleigh. Skip pass by the basket. And Cameron pokes it away. And going the other way. Here's Olsen pushing right side. She pulls it back out. Here's Siebert over to Kuffel. Kuffel for three. That one rims out. Matea rebounds it. Just under 3 minutes to go. Matea pushes ahead to Knack. She's going to shoot the deep two. That one's short. Ramsas with the rebound and throws it off of Knack. It's going to be Cameron basketball. 2:48 to go. Cameron is leading 27-16 over to Phillips Loggers. Real Mesco comes out. Lily Miller checks back in. And Siebert going to bring it up for the Comets. Over right side a couple. Back up top. Here's Olsen with the ball left side. Taken away from Knack. Gets it to Timmers. Timmers gets it back to Knack. Finds Timmers at the basket. She can't finish. Lily's there for the rebound. She puts it in. Loggers working on that possession right there. 27-18. Down by 9 now. Lily gets her hand on the ball. Deflected, but the Comets get it back. Here's Olsen for 3 again. That one, no good. Rebounded Rayleigh Williams. And Matea, she's going to bring it up. 2 minutes to go in this first half. And a give and go from Knack to Eckert. Oh, he called the charge. That might not be a terrible call. Matea Eckert with the foul. And nice day. They're going to get some credit on some plays. Comets working this hard on defense. They're moving their feet. That was Ramsas. Nice play there. Nice defensive play. And here is Kuffel bringing it up for the Comets. Left side to Siebert. They get it into the post and kick it back out. Another three-point shot from Siebert is good. It's 30-18. Comets with a little run here. Matea to Miller. To Rayleigh by the basket. Rayleigh gets a shot up, and it's good. Rayleigh Williams for two. Makes it 30-20. Minute and a half to go. Comets turn. Siebert has it left side. Back up top. Loggers in a 2-1-2 zone here now. And giving up it at the top. Here we go. Going to get a jump ball here. And it's going to stay with the Comets. Comets ball under their own basket. All right, they get it into the high post. Shot goes up. It's good. That one good there from Mullins. Mullins off the bench with 5 points. Minute 10 to go. 32-20. Minute 10 to go in this first half. Here's Sarah Knack for the Loggers. By Matea, right side by the basket. She's fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line. That foul there on Olsen. Couple free throws coming for Matea. Free throw up and good for Matea. And second one coming here. up and good for Matea. Makes it a 10-point ball game with a minute left to go first half. It's 32-22. Cameron Comets leading the Phillips Lady Loggers. Well, Comets with the ball against his 2-1-2 zone here. Loggers daring him to shoot the three. They do. They miss. Matea there for the rebound. Throw it ahead to Lily Miller. Miller catches the Tom Brady touchdown pass, but pulls it back out. Here's Rayleigh. Back to Lily. Lily, you're open. Got to shoot it. And Mack has it now. Over to Timmers. Timmers going to go right side. Pulls it back out. Here's Knack. Knack going to the basket. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound by the Comets. Going the other way. Here's Couple with 20 seconds left. Over to Olsen. She'll shoot the three. That one's good. Olsen makes it 35-22. Comets, 9 seconds to go. Another takeaway. Here's Olsen to Siebert. She's going to shoot the deep three. It's no good. And that's the end of the first half. It's 35-22. The Cameron Comets leading the Phillips Lady Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 5-minute timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved. And the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along here with Nathan Podowals here in Cameron, Wisconsin. And it is regional finals here, Cameron. A nice environment that they brought us here. They're leading right now 35-22 over our Lady Loggers. But it's a loud building here. It's a fun place to play. I know they have sectionals here and stuff like that. This is a nice regional final, or place to have a regional final game here. The Cameron Comets, they're the real deal out here. I mean, they've got the length, the athleticism, pressing on defense. They're all over the place. It's pretty fun to watch them play, honestly. The tempo is high. If you want to watch a good basketball game, good basketball team, shots go up, and they've got the athletic players to hit them and to make moves, do their thing. So impressive watching them. The Loggers, I like what they're learning from things. I like that the Loggers, you know, it was a struggle. I thought we were really going to get blown out. But then the Loggers not turning it over quite so much and finding some open players, you know, on opposite side of the basket's been the key. Finding Kendra Timmers, she's doing a great job of getting to her spots where no one's guarding her. Whoever's the girl that they're leading to double-team someone, that girl's getting down by the basket. It's not an easy pass to get down there then because of all the length, but the Loggers have been able to do it, to stay in this ball game, and they're going to need more of it. Going to need more open looks, but that's the hardest part. Mateo unable to get an open look. I see Lily Miller with maybe one open look. She didn't take it, but it's ones that the Loggers are really going to have to take. You got the scores here, Nate? All right, we got scores here. Do you got the other side too?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Going to go over the leading scorers here in this first half. And Kendra Timmers, she's having herself a ball game. 12 points for her. Matea Eckert with 6. Rayleigh with 2. And Lily Miller with 2. And that adds up to 22. Nice work there, Nate. There we go. All right. On the other side, Bailey Olson with 13. Schmidt, she's got 7. Cuffel, their leading scorer, she's got 4. We've got Mullen. Mullen's got 5, I know that. Sievert's got 3. Ramsas has 2, but she was the one that got the charge. Yep. They had the hustle play out of bounds. She's got some nice big rebounds.
She's a senior.
Yep, she's a senior there. She's got 2 points. And Leishison, Lincision. She's got 2 points herself there. So lots to deal with on the Cameron side. They're fast. They get the steal. They get down the court. It reminds you of a Jada Agerbrecht team from a few years ago, yeah. Getting that pass down the court, or Casey and Matea to Jada and vice versa. They've got enough athletes to be able to do it over there. So Lager's got their they got their work cut out for them here against Cameron. They're just coming back onto the court. Kevin Pokola would be so proud, Nate. Wow. Steve, you made Nate smile with that one. All right, we didn't get to test out the popcorn at all either here tonight, did we?
I don't think we're going to.
And what a minute left to go here in the half. You know what we're going to do here, Nate? We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. This second half just underway. Just missed Matea Eckert. Make a bucket by the basket, and she's fouled, going for the and one play. Free throw is up, and it's good there. Matea closes this ball game up here. It's 35-25. Second half just underway. Here's Cameron going from left to right now in their white uniforms and blue lettering. And this building here is blued out, that is for sure. Here's Olsen with the ball. She gets it to Sievert in the corner. Back up top to Couple. She's going to shoot from 15 feet, and it's good. Couple with for two makes it 37-25. Comet leading the Phillips Loggers. 17-18 to go in this ball game. Knack from the top. Tries getting into Eckert. Turned over, going the other way. Here's Couple from the right side. Goes to the left and going to get a holding foul on Lily Miller, I believe. All right, foul on Lily, her second. And it's going to be Comet's ball out of bounds under their own basket. Get it into Sievert. And back up top. Sievert starting the second half. She didn't start the first half. And shot goes up from Cameron. It's missed, and that maybe is because Liz Fission has three fouls is my guess.
Yeah.
But all right, Kendra. From the top over to Sarah Knack. Loggers have the ball. Against a 2-3 zone, trying to find Kendra, but the Comets, you know, they're going to be aware of what the Loggers had been doing, and they're going to start covering that up. Comets tip it out of bounds. That play right there is going to keep them honest, though. Here's Miller into Timmers. She's going to shoot it from the elbow. That one's good as well, Kendra Timmers. 14 points for her, honey.
Yep.
All right, the Comets quickly down the court, and they find Ramsas. Going to the basket. Here's Knack to Timmers. Timmers, she misses. Rebound Comets. No, it's tipped out of bounds. It's going to go to the Comets. 16 minutes, 21 seconds to go in this ballgame. It's 39-27. And here's Couple for the Comets. Goes left side to get into the low block and kick it back out. Couple from about 17 feet is good. Makes it 41-27. Here's Miller. Bringing it up to Timmers. Timmers. Back to Miller. Here's Rayleigh on the right side. She puts the shot up. That one no good. Rebounded by Williams. She's elbowed. Shot goes up and no good. She's going to shoot free throws. Raley Williams at the free throw line for two free throws, 15:47 to go. It's 41-27, Comets leading the Phillips Loggers. First free throw up and no good for Raley. And checking in is Bridget Mullins for the Cameron Comets. Is Raley. Second free throw is up. That one long as well. Lily Miller hustles for the rebound for the Loggers. Up to Matea. She's going to shoot the three. That one rolls out. Kendra almost rebounds it. Couple comes away with it. And going the other way. Here's Couple from the top for the Comets. Gets it to Olsen on this right corner. Olsen puts the shot up. It's no good. Raley Williams gets the rebound. Finds Matea. A reaching foul. Gets away with it. Matea keeps possession to Kendra. Lily saves it. Up top to Knack. Knack going to shoot the three. That one's no good. And out of bounds, it's going to be Comets basketball. ...15-16 to go in this ball game. 41-27. Cameron Comets leading the Phillips Lady Loggers. Here's Couple going to pull up for three. That's an air ball. Saved. Not saved. Back two air balls in a row. Student section on that one. Phillips got him with the air ball. They got us at the scoreboard. And going the other way. Loggers with the ball. They get it into Matea. Raley Williams puts a shot up. That one's long. Comets with the rebound. Like seeing the student sections having some good fun like that. All right. 14:50 to go here. Comets with the ball. Up top the Couple. Couple gets it to the corner to Olsen. Olsen for three is good. Abby Olsen for three. I'm sorry, not Abby Olsen. Bailey Olsen. Loggers miss a shot. Comets rebound going the other way. 14 and a half to go. 44-27. Couple back to Schmidt. It was tipped out of bounds by Lily Miller. Going to stay with the Cameron Comets. Cameron ball side out of bounds right in front of us. And they get it in up top. Mullen, right side to Couple. She misses again. Rebound, jump ball. No jump ball on that. Cameron comes away with it. Couple going to drive in. Three-point shots up from Olsen, and that one's good. Timeout here from Coach Agerbrack. It's 47-27, 14:02 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell's here in Cameron, Wisconsin. It's the regional finals here. It's the Cameron Comets hosting the Phillips Loggers. And it is the Cameron Comets leading 47-27 with 14 minutes to go. Loggers having a hard time to even get it in. They do get it in to Lily Miller. Ahead to Timmers. Timmers, a little too hard on the layup. Rebounded by Olsen. She's going to bring it up herself. Olsen up top to Sieverts. What a Couple. Couple. She's going to drive in. Kicks it back out to Olsen. All right. Or to Schmidt on this right side. Cameron going to run some time off, get a good shot. Up by 20 here with 13 and a half to go. They want time to come off the clock. Here's Schmidt at the top again. Loggers in a man-to-man here. And Siebert going to drive baseline. And finds by the basket right there is Mullen. Mullen can't finish. And Loggers going the other direction. Sorry, that wasn't Mullen. That was Anna Barabo. Matea goes to the basket. She's fouled. Matea attacks the basket hard. She's fouled. Going to shoot two free throws. 13-13 to go in this ballgame. It's 47-27. Matea, free throw up and good. Anna Belon checks in. Rayleigh Williams checks out for the Loggers. And it's Sanchez out and then Lincision in for the Cameron Comets. Here's Matea. Free throw is good. And going the other way is Cameron. It's 47-29. Here's Cuffell attacking the basket. Kicks it out to Olsen. Olsen going to attack. Finds Lincision. Lincision misses a 10-footer. Gets her own rebound. And the putback makes it 49-29. And here's Lily Miller for the Loggers to Knack. Knack almost has it taken away. She does. And there's Baraboo dribbling it ahead, has it poked away. Going to stay with the Cameron Comets, side out of bounds for them. Here we go, Casey Quinnell into the game. She's going to check in for Kendra Timmers. .12:41 to go in this ballgame, 20-point lead for the Comets. Couple from the top, she goes left, right, then back left. Left-handed layup is open for Dissett to go. 51-29. Here's Miller. Miller right side. Finds Knack in the corner. Corner finds Quinnell, looking for Quinnell. Throws it over her head. Out of bounds. And going the other way. That one thrown a little over Casey's head. She ain't going to be able to reach that one. 12:16 to go. 51-29. Siebert. Lincision finds Baraboo by the basket, right side. She's fouled going to the basket. She's going to shoot two free throws. 12:08 to go. It's 51-29. And Baraboo, she's going to shoot two free throws. First free throw up and good. Baraboo. And she's got another one coming. Second free throw up, and that one is a little bit long. Rebounded by... It's going to be a jump ball. Lily Miller on the ground with Lincision for the jump ball. Stays with Cameron. All right, Cameron ball under their own basket. And here's Olsen from the three-point line. That one no good. Rebound to Quinnell. Gets it to Knack. Knack pushing up right side. Knack to the basket. She's going to pull up. She's blocked. Miller gets the rebound. I'm sorry. Picks it up off of the block and puts it back in. It's 52-31 after the basket from Miller. A miss from Cameron. Matea gets the rebound. She's going to push. Matea Eckert all the way to the basket, and she's fouled. That one on Cuffell. Matea attacking hard. She's going to go to the free throw line. Here's Matea's first free throw. That one's good. .11:39 to go here. Matea hits that one. And it's 33-52. Here's Cuffell to Olsen. Olsen going to attack right side. Little too strong on the finish. But Baraboo gets the rebound, and the Loggers tie her up. This time it's going to go to the Loggers. Jump ball goes to the Loggers. Over there talking to the Loggers fans?
Yeah.
Really? All right, here's Loggers with the ball. Comets. They get a takeaway. The noise is all coming over here from the Comets. Right. I don't know where they're talking to Loggers fans. All right, here's Comets with a miss. Matea gets the rebound. Knack with the ball. And there's a shot. Who hit the shot over there?
I missed it.
Sarah Knack with the shot. and going to get a timeout. A full timeout. 10:52 to go here. 52-36. Phillips Loggers down right now. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podwell's here in Cameron, Wisconsin. It's a 52-36 lead for the Cameron Comets over the Phillips Lady Loggers. 10:44 to go here in this ballgame. Loggers trying to make a game. There's a nice block from Matea. Cameron comes away with it, though, and incision by the basket. She's fouled by Matea. Incision going to shoot two free throws. Nothing more depressing when an athletic director comes and has to throw a dad out. It's not that loud. First free throw, no good. All right, subs in here for Cameron. Olsen coming out. She's been hitting some shots here tonight.
Yep.
All right, Incision, second free throw coming. And that one, no good. And tipped out of bounds on the log by the Loggers. It's going to be Cameron ball under their own basket. Cameron, they get it in up top. Over to the corner. Here's Couple. Back to Couple. Gets it into the low block. That's tough getting decision in by the basket. But it was blocked. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to go to the Loggers. Here's Knack. She's got to get it in. Casey Quinnell going to bring it up for the Loggers. Over to Knack, left side. Knack back up to the top. Anna Belon into the lane. No call, nothing there. Timmers, she's blocked. Belon again, fouled. And there's Quinnell. She misses. Got Cameron with the rebound. All the way ahead to Schmidt. Basket no good. Rosmas. She's there for the putback, though, the rebound and putback, and it's 54-36. Cameron working hard on defense. Here's Anna Belon into the lane, taken away by Cameron and going the other way. Here's Schmidt, right side, left side to Couple. That layup's good. That looks like some old-school Loggers offense. 9:32 to go here. It's 36-56. Here's Knapp over to Timmers. Timmers traveled, and a turnover. It's going to go the other way. Cameron ball. And here's Couple from the top. I'll try to be a little bit closer to the mic here, Zach. 9:16 to go here. Cameron with the ball. Here's an attack from Mullen. Loggers come away with the steal, and Mike's going to call the timeout. All right. It's going to be Loggers ball coming out of the timeout. The 30-second timeout. It's 56-36. Loggers down right now to the Cameron Comets. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Aikenen along with Nathan Podwells here. Down by 20, Loggers are in Cameron here against the Cameron Comets. 9 minutes to go. And here's the Loggers with the ball. Knack. Over to Miller, right side. Miller tries getting it in to Matea. She's fouled. And 15 foul for Cameron. 16 foul now. It's going to be Loggers ball under their own basket. And here's Knack for three. That one's short. Matea gets the rebound. She's fouled. No, jump ball. It's going to go to Cameron. .849 to go here, 56-36. Here's Cameron with the ball. A couple drives in, kicks out to Mullen. Mullen going to attack the basket right side. Nice attack, couldn't finish. Matea with the rebound. She's going to bring it up left side. Finds Lily. Back to Knack. Knack from three, and it's good. Sarah Knack. It's a big three. 8:25 to go, 56-39. Lily guarding couple at the top. And another nice drive in from Mullen. Finds the decision by the basket. She keeps getting her own rebound. Two of them and the putback.